good afternoon.
Well, that had to be pretty refreshing coming back and saying, hey, we've got something positive instead of, once again, something negative.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. The win yesterday was big for us. It kept us in the hunt. And like I said to one of you guys after the game, hey, when you win, it's all smiles around here. You see I'm smiling even more instead of everybody walking around, moping around a little bit and a little down. But we still got hope, so we just got to take care of business and do what we're capable of doing.
Captain, do you find yourself checking scores around the NFL after the game?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. We didn't get no help yesterday at all, but we can't control that. Only thing we can control is, playing the Colts on Sunday and trying to get that win.
You crunched the scenarios that it'll take? I mean, obviously you got to win out, but even the other...
I really haven't looked at them like that. Our goal is just win this game on Sunday and see where it takes us from there. So we try not to look ahead, but at the same time, you do try to pull for other teams to lose. But you just got to control what you can control, and that's winning games on Sundays.
What kind of progress do you think that Anthony Harris made yesterday?
He made some big progress. He's still learning for his, third start or something. I think he played well for us, made some big-time tackles on third down. One time in the red zone with 2 minutes left on the clock, it was, 13 seconds, and they went for it on third and one, and he made the tackle in the backfield on a running back. That changed the game, man. They kicked the field goal, tied it up for halftime. So he definitely stepped up and made some big plays for us, and, hopefully that can carry on to this game.
Kevin, there's been so much of this Vikings offense, all the injuries. What's it like as a defender on the sideline watching the roller coaster and just all the ups and downs like yesterday?
We're a team, so we try not to focus on, just offense side of the ball not playing well, or, if we're not playing well, we expect those guys to pick us up. So we just try to, encourage those guys, let them know, man, y'all got it, man. Y'all getting it. Y'all driving the ball downfield. Just punching in next time. We're not trying to down-talk them or things like that, because we don't play our best at times. We don't let the team down at times in this year. So we just try to keep encouraging those guys to get better each and every week.
Said it was all smiles. You see Zimmer even cracked a smile at the end of the game?
He cracked a smile?
Yeah.
I didn't look at him. I'd be nervous to look at him with that patch on his eye.
Nice to play one more day in the sun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely. It was beautiful. It was beautiful down there instead of being up here in this cold weather.
Kevin, you joke a little bit about seeing Coach out there with an eye patch on. I mean, what does it do for the team to see that he's trying to do whatever he can to be out there with you guys?
He's a warrior, man. He's a warrior. If you're injured, if you're a guy that got a little aches and pain, you just look at Coach Zim like, wow, this guy got one eye. He's out here coaching. I don't supposed to be yelling, but everybody know he's going to yell. And they let you know how committed he is to this team and the dedication he has for this game. Man. And it's just unbelievable to have a coach like that. He's dialed in. He's trying to get this team to the best, situation we can is that's winning football games.
I guess some of the guys were saying he was tougher last week than – usual on you guys?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes, most definitely. He's definitely was tough on us. I think he's going to be tough this week, too. He know what it takes, man. He know what it takes to get us to the playoffs. So, if it's him being tough on us, it's going to help us win football games. I'm down for it. I'm used to tough coaching anyway. I don't need no soft coach around me. You got to stay on me because sometimes I like to wander away. So, I'm definitely with the tough coaching, and I think guys in this locker room, we need that.
But what does that mean? I mean, how was he tougher on you guys?
I'll just let us know we need to execute better. We need to execute better. We need to finish. We kept shooting ourselves in the foot. If you look at our previous games, we'll be right there, then we'll shoot ourselves in the foot, have a fumble, or don't stop a team on third down when we need to. So it's just all self-inflicted wounds. So we just try to, fix those problems, and he's been, harping on that for the last couple of weeks.
Given how tight the playoff scenario is there one loss that kind of sticks in your craw more than any other?
Detroit loss, man, when we lost at home to them. That really hurts. I got hurt that game, too. So that game, I still wonder, what if you have what else. But at the same time, we can't control that now. Only things on our minds now is playing on Sunday, playing against the Colts, and, try to get this win.